one winner region. Mr. Demand give the man 2 wickets.
Yo, but wait, I done my credit done already. Them gonna just buy the credit, man. Yo, me can't bother with that idiot service here, no man.
But hi, Johnson, I can't gonna need for make a switch to another network, man.
You know, send me that switch, but I just threw me other number a long time, you know. All them relatives and my friend, them used to call me. I mean, really too want to lose the number, you know.
But John, you know, for change your number for switch to another network, you know.
What do you mean, me not for change my number?
The government has implement one thing named number portability. It allow you to change the network without changing your number.
Eh, that be possible? Eh, tell me some more, man.
Come Monday, June 1, Jamaicans will be able to switch networks while maintaining their phone numbers. This will be made possible under the Number Portability Initiative being implemented by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining. While the number portability implementation will meet the Sunday, May 31 deadline set by the government, the program will not become operational until Monday, June 1. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the initiative will encourage further competition and reduction of prices. He adds that persons wishing to change their service provider can do so at no charge.
This facility will enable any Jamaican consumer with an existing number to be able to take that number across to another network provider. And that is going to be able to be done seamlessly. In fact, the law now prohibits a charge by the donor provider to the customer, apart from those where there are agreements that govern the service previously to the porting. The incoming provider has the option, but it would be foolhardy for them to impose charges. And at least one of the companies, they've already indicated to us that they will not be charging customers for porting.
Director of Post and Telecommunications Cecil McCain says effective Monday, June 1, persons wishing to switch networks can visit the recipient service provider and make the request.
On visiting that recipient service provider, they would then be advised of all of their various responsibilities of the service providers and the responsibilities of customers as it relates to all issues relating to number portability. You would then be asked to fill out a form, an order form, and that form is going to be physical form, but of course it will be inputted online.
He says once that form is submitted, you'll be asked to text the word port to 444-PORT. That's 444-7678.
That text will actually validate the porting process with the number portability administrator, and that will therefore kickstart the porting process. Once validation is complete, your porting process has formally begun, and therefore there's no turning back after that point. The process will go through to the end whereby your number is deactivated on the side of your donor service provider.
In the case of fixed or landlines, you will have the opportunity to either provide an email address or a mobile number, which can be used to validate that you're the person requesting the port. Once that validation process takes place, then the processing will begin. So, how long will it take to switch networks when number portability comes into effect?
So for mobile numbers, it's quite very short. If it's an individual number for the porting of individual numbers or up to batches of 49 numbers, it is 1 day. So all of what you do once you go into the service provider and the port is requested and it is validated by the number portability administrator, you can do 1 to 49 numbers and the port will be completed within a day.
When switching more than 50 mobile numbers, it will take 2 working days. It's a different process for landline numbers, however.
For landline or fixed line services, it is 5 days for the porting of 1 to 99 numbers, and then for 100 and above, it is 10 days.
Director of Post and Telecommunications, Cecil McCain. Already, the island's major telecommunications service providers have pledged their readiness to facilitate number portability by the June 1 start date. Representatives of Lime, Digicel and Flow all indicate that members of each company are currently implementing the necessary infrastructure upgrades to ensure that customers are able to switch service providers seamlessly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.